This is Senator Al Simpson. New computer technology is helping our low-income mothers to get all the food they need for their kids and more swiftly and efficiently. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, my own home state of Wyoming is piloting a program that is sure to make life some easier for moms and the women, infants, and children, the WIC program. A computer chip credit card, the Smart Card, is now used to replace vouchers sent out each month. This way, vouchers don't get stolen or lost in the mail, and the purchase amount subtracted from the card is right on, something the current voucher system doesn't get done. Ted, here is an example of effectiveness that benefits everyone, taxpayers and those who need aid. Wyoming stands to save $90,000 this year alone with this new program, and mothers and kids will get the nutrition they need when they need it. American ingenuity at work, Ted. It really can move mountains. Kind of spooks you up, doesn't it?
Al, I'm all for that improvement in WIC. Those credit cards can reduce fraud and waste and stretch scarce federal dollars. But don't take your eye off the ball, Al. The real tragedy of WIC is its shamefully low status in the Reagan and Bush years. It may just be the most cost-effective social program ever enacted. Each dollar spent helping expectant mothers saves $10 in later health costs for premature babies. Stick that fact on your high-tech credit card, Al. The administration changed its tune in this election year. They proposed a significant budget increase for WIC, one of the few areas where they did so. A welcome about-face from past opposition. But they still can't shoot straight, Al. They claim the increase means full participation by all eligible children. Hogwash. Only 65% will be reached. Congress can do better, Al. If you mean what you say, you'll help us do it. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Bush administration's failed war on drugs. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.